come to the place of let. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The place of peace is a place of let. But alas, most of us are still attempting to make something positive happen. The ways and means are endless. By making affirmations, speaking the word, obeying rules of touch not, taste not, handle not, searching the scriptures, doing word studies, attending seminars and Bible colleges, listening to tapes, reading books and commentaries, etc., etc., only to find that of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. All we want is rest for our souls. The feelings of total safety and security described so beautifully by the psalmist. The feelings found in the place called the secret place of the Most High. We want that place to be our habitation. We want to live there, not just visit once in a while. We want to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We have heard and quoted the words of Jesus. At long last, we really hear them. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now we know that we can simply come and let the Christ within give us the rest we have been working so very hard to attain. But we have to get to the within. Jesus said that it is in me that the Father dwells. It is from the within that he speaks. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Paul tells us that the mystery hidden but now revealed is that Christ is in us. And Jesus comforts us with the promise that the Holy Spirit will be in us, guiding us into all truth, and that both he and the Father, who of course are one and the same, will make our abode with us. We cannot know this rest that Jesus offers us and experience the love of Christ which passes mental knowledge until we find it within, where the fullness of God dwells. And to get to the within, we have to learn to be still. Perhaps the most difficult task the 21st century American will ever undertake. The technological world we live in, but are not to be of, is seemingly designed to keep us from being still. But we have many scriptures which speak of the value of quietness, which our world seems to value not at all. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. Better is a handful with quietness than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and you would not. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. I suppose this is why the writer of Hebrews admonishes us to labor to enter into that rest. Now this labor cannot mean more work on our part, since we must cease from our own works. It is more like the labor of childbirth, the travail spoken of by Jesus, when he was talking to his disciples about the coming of the Holy Spirit after his crucifixion, about the sorrow followed by the joy that could never depart. This is rather a long quotation, but well worth our meditation if we wish to come to the place of let. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, What is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, and because I go to the Father? They said therefore, What is this that he says, a little while? We cannot tell what he says. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, Do you inquire among yourselves of that I said, A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. And you now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. This travail, or labor, we undergo, is the crucifixion of our old man, the letting go of all our false beliefs about God and our relationship to him, letting them die that the Christ life might be birthed in us. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. It is the same travail spoken of by Paul, the travail that brings forth the Christ in us. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you. We have to use metaphors to speak of that which is beyond words, that which must be experienced, but can be experienced only by getting still and coming to the within, where we can let the Christ in us live his life through us. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It is a place where we let the mind of Christ be in us. Let our hearts be untroubled and unafraid. Let ourselves receive the free gift of righteousness. Let ourselves know that we are saved by grace and not by works, and that it is all the gift of God. Let all the promises of God be yes and amen. It is a place where we let ourselves hear, as Jesus did, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And when we can let ourselves hear that, really hear that, we will have entered into that place of rest prepared for us. Our sorrow, travail, or labor will have come to an end, and our hearts will be rejoicing with a joy that no man, not even our old man, which is now dead, can take from us. Now we have come to the place of let. All our struggling and striving to know God is over. We continually come apart and rest a while, letting God reveal himself and his ways to us. His perfect love casts out all our fears, which have brought us so much torment, as we learn to abide in him. We know that we are his sheep, and that we know his voice, and will follow no other voice. We do not fear, as David seemed to, that he will cast us away from his presence and take his Holy Spirit from us, because we hear him saying to us, that I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world, that I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, and that the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Spirit of truth, has been given to us to abide with us forever. These are not words we read in a black book, but words God himself speaks to us. In that quiet place of listening to the still small voice inside, the place where we let God, the Spirit of the Lord, take us from glory to glory, or revelation to revelation of the truth of our being. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.